turkey lovers. Welcome to this week's special podcast where kids have a gobble. My name is Trinity, filling in for Mr. Termas. Boy, do we have a great podcast for you this week. But that's not all. We have some exciting news. We have 2 days off, the 22nd, the 23rd, because of Thanksgiving. We have lots of things for you to hear about for Thanksgiving. So don't hear it all from me. Hear it from these wonderful podcasters. And remember to enjoy the podcast.
I'm Kimberly. Welcome to Kimberly's Laugh Attack. I'll be sharing some Thanksgiving jokes today. Why do pilgrims' pants keep falling down? Because their belt buckles are on their hats. Why do turkeys always go gobble gobble? Because they never learn good table manners. What sound does a space turkey make? Hubble, hubble, hubble. Thanks for coming to Kimberly's Laugh Attack. Come back next time for more jokes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kelly's Recipe, and I am Kelly the Cooking Queen. Today, I'll be telling you how to make turkey cupcakes. And no, they are not made by turkeys. First are the ingredients. 1 cup of shredded sweetened coconut, pumpkin cupcakes, simple chocolate buttercream, 18 coconut-covered marshmallows, 36 chocolate sprinkles, 90 mini gummies fish, orange, red, and yellow. Then are directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Spread coconut on a small baking sheet and bake stirring occasionally until just begin to brown. About 10 minutes, remove from the oven and let it cool. Ice cupcakes with a chocolate buttercream. Dip top of each cupcake in a coconut cover, set aside. About half an inch apart, fill the holes with chocolate sprinkles to resemble eyes. Cut a small triangle piece of gummy fish from the head of a fish. To resemble a beak, cut a small slit in the marshmallow below the eye and insert the beak. Place marshmallow head on a cupcake. Repeat with the remaining marshmallows. To make the tail feathers, insert 4 gummy fish tails first into each cupcake across from the heads. I hope you enjoy this recipe because it will be perfect for Thanksgiving, and come back next week for another recipe.
Hi, my name is Vivian. I have a poem that's all about Thanksgiving. And the poem's called Hooray for Thanksgiving by an unknown. It is Thanksgiving dinner. Let's not be late. There are lots of good food, so fill your plate. With pie at the end, it can't be beat. Hooray for Thanksgiving. There's so much to eat. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Hello, Rice Rockets. It's me, Trinity, and I'm here to talk to you about safety rules. For you shoppers who go shopping on Black Friday, be careful at all times and stay with your parents. And be careful at the parking lot and keep your heads up. For now, have a nice Thanksgiving and meet me next time for safety rules.
Hey, Rice Rockets, it's time for that musical moment with Phoebe, Melissa, and Joey. Here's a song that Phoebe wrote herself. Take it away, ladies.
Thanksgiving is here with happiness and cheer. Bring joy to the world and peace to the earth this year.
Be thankful for what's here
this time of year.
Have warmth in your heart and say,
thank you.
Rice Rockets, my name is Jaylene, and I am the interviewer from Pet Talk, and today I will be giving you 8 turkey facts. So here they go. Number 1, the turkey was Benjamin Franklin's choice for the United States National Bird. Number 2, female turkeys can lay as many as 18 eggs at a time. Number 3, wild turkeys we usually see in photos are not the same as a domestic turkey that we serve on Thanksgiving. Number 4, the domestic turkey weighs twice as much as a wild turkey. Number 5, most domestic turkeys are so heavy they are unable to fly, but wild turkeys can fly. Number 6, male turkeys are the only ones that can gobble. Oh my gosh, I did not know that. Number 7, wild turkeys are about 3 to 4 feet tall. Number 8, the male turkey weighs between 16 and 24 pounds, and the female turkey weighs between 8 and 10 pounds. Well, thanks for listening, Rice Rockets, and happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, Rice Rockets. My name's Genesis, and I'm here to talk about some interesting Thanksgiving facts. On September 16, 1620, the Pilgrims came from Plymouth, England. You may not know this, but when the Pilgrims arrived, half of them died. Some Indians helped the Pilgrims who survived. They were so thankful and took time to thank God and celebrate with their new Indian friends. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving an official holiday. This year, I think we should be thankful for a roof above our heads, a loving, caring family, and food on our plates every day.
Hey there, Rice Rockets. My name is Emily, and I'm here to tell you about what Rice Kids are thankful for. Here are some that were submitted. Phoebe, Joey, Jacqueline, and Trinity are thankful for their wonderful friends, teachers, and their family. Melissa, Jaylene are thankful for their life and freedom. Kimberly and Genesis are thankful for their food and their home. Well, me, Emily, I'm thankful not to be a turkey this year. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Rice Rockets.
Thanks for listening, everybody, to this week's podcast. Happy Thanksgiving.